Day to Dave on Tuesdays with us. And Dave, Sam Dog down in Georgia has a message for you. He says, tell Gator Dave not to look past Missouri. They'll sneak up on you, and they'll also chop block you. Just a little warning there from Sam Dog.
Yeah. I saw that. And talking about the game, of course. Bill going into Columbia, Missouri on a Saturday night can be tricky. And Florida's had trouble with Missouri anyway, Bill, ever since they've come into the SEC. That's one team that, Florida hasn't been what we know Florida to be at times. But Missouri has come in and given Florida all they can handle many, many times since they have joined the SEC. So, yeah, hopefully Florida's not overlooking them. Bill, you go to that game, you start looking at Missouri, and that was at least up to this point an outlier. They probably should have beat Auburn the week before, but did not look good in that game, particularly. Got blown out by Kansas State earlier this year as well. So you could definitely say they played up to the level of competition Saturday night against Georgia. But at this point, it's an outlier, and then we'll see what they can do Saturday in the Swamp.
Dave, I had the Eastern Washington game on. I it was hard to focus. I really didn't get a whole lot out of it. What did you see?
Bill, at least, and no matter the opponent, because you go back to that Kentucky game for Anthony Richardson, and it doesn't matter who Florida was playing that day. Anthony Richardson just couldn't hit a pass. He could have been playing against a high school team that day, and he just wasn't accurate at all. So at least we didn't get that, reversion back to a subpar day from Anthony Richardson. Now, of course, the opponent comes into play, but he looked good. And like I said, it didn't matter who he was playing a couple weeks ago. It was going to be a bad performance. So at least now another game where Anthony Richardson looks pretty good. Did get dinged up a little. It did look like the Eastern Washington player went down low and looked like he was tugging at the ankle there of Anthony Richardson. So he comes out, and then backup quarterback Jalen Kitna comes in, and they let him throw it right away, Bill. They trusted the backup quarterback to come in, and he probably looked better than not necessarily say I thought he would, but just wasn't sure how they would use the backup quarterback in this scenario. So he comes in a little bit earlier than expected to take over for Anthony Richardson for a couple plays here or there, and then comes and plays in the second half as well. So I don't know how much it answered that Florida has a backup quarterback, but at least you saw a good performance from the backup quarterback and not a bad performance. So, we'll see what that means for the future there for Florida, Bill. But offense could do whatever they wanted to versus Eastern Washington. And, Bill, once again, the worry is the defense still. Eastern Washington gained over 400 yards, and they only had 17 points. But they drove up and down the field on Florida. Florida had a bend-don't-break mentality even against Eastern Washington. But, Bill, they can't win up front. There are some issues on this defensive line, and it was a big issue coming into this season, and where you can really only circle Dermon Dexter as a proven SEC player, and where would the young guys step up? Well, in a lot of ways, the young guys have kind of stepped up, and Dermon Dexter's been kind of a ghost this year. He's had very, very little impact, at least impact plays. I know he's getting double and even triple teamed at times, but even when times he's not making plays. So Dermon Dexter is not necessarily kind of living up to the expectation, but it's not just him. I mean, Britton Cox is up and down. He's a better player than he was, but still not as consistent. And he played good the other day, but they took him out and saved him. Ventrell Miller kind of the same. Started out good. They took him out. A lot of young guys got into the game versus Eastern Washington, but Bill, it's just been a kind of constant now that they can't get pressure up front. It affects the whole defense, and giving up over 400 yards to Eastern Washington, certainly not something you wanted to see, even with a lot of young players getting playing time.
Gator Dave, Gators breakdown with us every Tuesday. Missouri's coming up. Got some good games. That Arkansas game, well, last week was very good. The Arkansas-Alabama game, for a while it was, and then Alabama pulled away. You've got this LSU-Tennessee game happening inside the league. You've got the Aggies and Alabama. Interesting matchups. Dave, what are you seeing in the SEC as we go into week six?
Yeah, Bill, I think that LSU-Tennessee game is definitely circled. kind of upset that game's at the same time as Florida-Missouri, so I'll have to go back and watch it. But, yeah, definitely, you know, Florida playing Tennessee last week and now LSU next week. So you want to get an idea of maybe what we see from LSU, how much have they grown from that FSU loss earlier in the season. You know, got down big to Auburn, well, I think 17-0, came back and won that game. You know, so does that carry over into this Tennessee game? And I know LSU really wanted that night game there, so there's that early kickoff. Does that stunt both teams? Does one team take advantage? I don't know. I mean, that's I lean Tennessee there, and you know, setting up a maybe collision course with Georgia down further on this season. But yeah, that's a game I'm circled. Got circled there. You know, how does Kentucky bounce back from their first loss to Bill here in the East? I mean, probably a game they could have, should have, would have won versus Ole Miss in a lot of ways. But just fell short there. So, but yeah, LSU Tennessee, Bill. I think that can go a long way. You can look at that. If LSU wins that game, you can say, well, okay, the FSU game was maybe a mirage. They're a little maybe ahead of schedule. They're better than what we thought. Or Tennessee goes and wins. You know, as I said, Bill, kind of sets up that collision course with Alabama, with Georgia. And I think, you know, even though LSU is not traditional LSU, you sit there and say, you know, Tennessee goes on the road and wins that game. I think, you know, you start taking them as more of a contender. I don't want to say national contender, but a contender there to, you know, maybe give Georgia more of a threat this year than maybe we thought coming into the season.
Are you surprised at the way Georgia's currently playing?
Maybe a little, Bill. I still think the Kent State game a couple weeks ago was probably a little bit of sleepwalking there. And like I said, going into Columbia on a Saturday night can be tricky or whatever. But, you know, then, now that is two games in a row. So I do think, you know, you start looking at something, you know, what's going on? Are there heads in it? Is there a hangover from the national championship last year? I know that's kind of the easy thing to maybe point to that we see from teams that go and win a national championship and what happens the year after. Bill, I think the worry would be, they got beat up front a lot versus Missouri. Probably the first half, going into the third quarter, and then, you know, the defense clamped down, made Missouri settle for field goals. You just kind of knew that game was going along. If Missouri couldn't put it in the end zone, they're going to have some issues, but I'd probably say, you know, looking at that offense, and you know, maybe Stetson taking a step back from where we saw him at the beginning of the season, and that might kind of just be in relation to just getting beat up front a whole lot, and we saw that in the Missouri game.
Gator Dave with us. What's the mood around Florida State and Miami right now?
You know, Florida State, I guess, Bill, you know, this is their stretch. They had that really good start to the season, and definitely started better than I think a lot of people thought they would. But now it was just like, okay, well, now what's going to happen when they play the upper teams in the ACC? Didn't pass their first test, you know, close loss to Wake. You know, they've been coming back there and making that a game. You know, Wake got off to a good start, and FSU fought back, and then now they get the Clemson leftover again. Last week it was Lake Forest, now it's NC State on the road this time, so you see where FSU bounces back. They are a better team build than what we thought they would be coming into this year, and you know, I think to get this win over NC State, I think you can start feeling pretty good about yourselves again if you're Florida State, kind of like what you felt going into the game versus Wake Forest. And Miami, Bill, it's just, how do you bounce back versus that big loss versus Middle Tennessee State a couple weeks ago? Definitely a loss that caught everybody by surprise, especially the fashion it happened. And I think the mood there has definitely calmed down a bit after a loss to a team you had no business losing to, and in that fashion where Middle Tennessee State basically just did whatever they wanted to. So for Miami, it's just bouncing back, and you know, are they into the season, Bill, after that disappointing loss? It's still early. You hope it doesn't have a lingering effect, but that was pretty much an inexcusable loss there for Miami.
Does Alabama return to their dominance?
Oh, Bill, I thought they'd be really good this year. That defense is, I think, starting to you know, maybe live up to some expectations. I know Arkansas came back too. It was kind of a weird flow to that game with Bryce Young going down. We found out that, you know, they probably got another backup quarterback that's just ready to go. You know, and that's no surprise there. They just stacked quarterbacks there. Bill Rowe definitely showed more, you know, plays with his legs and his arms. I think, Bill, you start leaning on Jahmyr Gibbs a little bit. I thought he would be a difference maker in that backfield for Alabama. And those two big runs he had was, you know, basically what I expected to see throughout his career. Not really going to do it at Georgia Tech a whole lot. Now he's on the big stage at Alabama. Been it there in the spotlight. So, Bill, they got up so quick versus Arkansas. Arkansas, give them credit for fighting back. You know, I didn't think they'd have that in them. There, but that game did kind of change a little bit. Dominance, Bill, I'm not ready to say it just yet, but, you know, but I looked at Alabama's schedule yesterday, Bill, and it's tough. And like I said, Tennessee's probably a little bit better, and that schedule is getting ramped up. I think they handled Texas A&M pretty easy this week, but after that, Alabama's got some games on the road where we know they have struggled. So that they get through this next, you know, month and a half, Bill, they'll be set up pretty nice for making a run towards late in the season if they get through that stretch.
Tell everybody how they can get their hands on your podcast, all your content.
Yep, Bill, everybody can get my podcast, newsforjacks.com/GatorsBreakdown, your YouTube podcast version out there as well. Really, last night, taking a look at the Florida offense with the good that's going on there, and then diving into the defense, too, all the issues that we see there on that side of the ball. And not really sure if there's any answers right now, Bill.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill.
Gator Dave joins us every Tuesday. Griff in about an hour.